You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Climate change has become an impending anxiety for many, but as New Zealand faces devastating floods, it has become apparent that the repercussions of the climate disaster are already in effect. Today, I spoke with Victoria University Professor James Renwick about the natural disasters caused by climate change and how these crises may quickly affect our future. James, can you please tell our listeners who may not know how these floods are linked to climate change?
Sure. Well, the link to climate change comes from the relationship between temperature and moisture, water vapour. The warmer the air is, the more water vapour it can hold. So you warm the climate up by a degree or so, and the amount of water vapour in the air goes up by 6 or 7%. So having a warmer climate means we have a more humid climate as well. And so when there's a storm, when there's a way to get that moisture out of the air, the chances are you'll have a heavier rainfall event. And I'm sure that was part of the story with the rainfall in Auckland recently. And I haven't seen the numbers yet, the analysis hasn't been done, but given that we know there's more moisture in the air now, it seems certain that some of that extra moisture fell on the city on Friday night, and actually, more recently today, I believe it's been raining quite heavily again.
Yeah, it has. So will we see storms and other instances of extreme weather like we are seeing now? And will these events become more frequent due to climate change?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Storms themselves are not expected to become more frequent. So we're not seeing a future where there'll be lots more storms happening. But when storms do happen, they're likely to be stronger, more powerful, and deliver more rain pretty much everywhere in the world. So we could have the same number of storms as we've seen in the past, but a larger fraction of those storms would be delivering really heavy rains to, you know, wherever they're affecting. So in that sense, yeah, there would be more heavy rainfall events, but not necessarily more storms. And, you know, even in the future with another degree of warming or whatever, the event that happened in Auckland on Friday would still be a pretty extreme event. There's more to it than just the fact that the climate's warmer and moister. You've got to get a lot of conditions to put together in just the right way to get that really intense rainfall. And even in 50 years' time, it would still be pretty uncommon to have such heavy rainfall events. But it wouldn't be as uncommon as it has been in the past or even as today.
So what other extreme weather events could occur due to climate change in the future? Like, for example, could we see things like droughts or earthquakes?
Droughts, certainly. And it's a really curious feature of the way the climate's changing that we see increases in extremes at both ends of the rainfall scale. So when it's raining, more rain, usually, or on average. But when it's not raining, it's warmer, and often it'll be sunnier, and there'll be more evaporation of moisture from the ground and so on. So things dry out faster in a warmer climate. So you can get into drought conditions more quickly. So more droughts and more floods. And the obvious one with temperatures going up is high temperature extremes. And a rule of thumb there is that 2 degrees of warming in this country goes with roughly a tripling of the number of warm days, very warm days. So in Auckland, I don't know, it doesn't really matter too much what you define as a warm day, above 25 degrees, above 30 degrees. If you were getting, say, 30 of those days in the summer before, with a 2 degree warming, you'd be getting 90 of those days in the summer. So every day in the summer would be very warm on average. So certainly, the one thing we don't see more of in the future is cold days, cold nights, frosts disappearing pretty rapidly around the whole country. Oh, and you mentioned earthquakes. There may be a connection between climate change and earthquakes in the sense that You know, ice is melting from glaciers and ice sheets, and that's changing the stresses on the Earth's surface that maybe affects where earthquakes happen or when they happen, although nobody's really managed to demonstrate that yet. There's really not much connection between climate change and those kind of geological processes, earthquakes and volcanoes and so on.
That was Professor James Renwick discussing how climate change will affect our weather in the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.